How are you doing today, Tim?
Doing great, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. Well, we're happy to talk to you. We noticed there's some construction going on over there in the railroad crossing on 2nd Street, and I wanted to talk to you about exactly what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that crossing there was one of the first ones that we put in cement a number of years ago, and so it's come time to take it out and replace it and make sure that it's up to snuff and up to code for everybody who has to use that crossing. So we're we're just taking out the concrete that's there, and then we're resurfacing the crossing, replacing the concrete and the ties, and replacing the pavement about 30 feet on each side of the crossing.
Okay, well, I see they've put in a very beautiful temporary crossing just to the south of the railroad crossing to keep traffic moving smoothly. Now, are they going to keep that in, or will they remove that when it's all said and done?
Well, hence the name temporary. That's only in as long as they're going to be doing the work on the regular crossing that's there.
Okay. Well, it's good to inform the Talkeetna people here are curious of, you know, things along with the lines of there's a bike path that was put in, and it almost looked like there was going to be another place to cross, but I can see now that it's just strictly for the repair.
It is, and you know, crossings are a difficult thing for us. Those are the places that we always have the most incidents when it comes to crashes or fatalities, whether it be with pedestrians or vehicles, and so the fewer crossings there are is usually the better for at-grade crossings, which are flat crossings that don't have an overpass or an underpass. So we're just going to be having that one crossing that leads to the east side of Talkeetna, I guess, and we'll see where things go from there.
You know, the project itself looks like they're moving forward really quickly. They've done this before. They know what to do, and before you know it, there's a real nice, smooth surface in which both the railroad and the drivers can appreciate the work being done.
Yeah, it's all about safety for everybody involved, you know, making sure that the crossing is safe for people to go through, and that, you know, you don't run rough over it and do any damage to your vehicle, and that we don't run rough over it and do any damage to our locomotives or cars as well. And I guess my understanding is the work there will probably be done by close of business on Wednesday, so people will be right back into the regular swing of things by then.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.